Once more, good to see you. Wow. Am I coming out louder than everybody else? I probably usually do, don't I? I probably usually do. Oh, good to see you once again. Just once more, just a announcement that we're required to make is that we are transmitting to FM 103.7. That's Calvary Christian Church. We need to announce that a couple of times when we're doing it, finding a station where we're not interfering with others who might be trying to do that now. A lot of folks are doing this kind of thing for one reason or another right now. Also, just want to encourage you once more to praise the Lord while we're here. Now, I know we've got some restrictions. We've got some boundaries maybe in that, but we're going to talk about that a little bit. What comes to mind when I say PDA? PDA. Now, if you're as old as me, and I know many of you are older, okay, maybe not quite so old, you may recall having a personal digital assistant, PDA. You know what I'm talking about? I remember back in the early 80s, I had a pager on this side, and I had a Palm Pilot over here. I was cool. You know, I was doing it. Maybe you had a BlackBerry or something like that. I don't know. Now our PDAs are our smartphones, right? That's what we use now. But typically when I hear PDA, I don't think of that personal, you know, digital assistant. I think of public displays of affection. Anybody ever heard it used that way? PDA?
Yeah.
I worked as a camp director, dean, depending on the locale you're in. But for youth for years. And Teen Week, boy, it was a challenge. Teen Week was a challenge, and I did that for many years. And I'll tell you what, we were not real rigid, but, you know, boys and girls could, you know, hold hands walking to chapel and back, you know, or walking to the dining hall and back, or walking to classes and back. And they could even sit together in chapel, but if they got a little too touchy-feely, you know, one of the counselors would for sure say, watch the PDA. Watch PDA. Would you believe that we had some married counselors there on staff that I had to do that with once in a while? Would you believe that? You know, and really, it was like, what? But yeah, some of them were a little bit public in their displays of affection. Yeah, my lesson today is going to promote PDA. Okay? We're promoting PDA. You hear me? We're promoting. Can you say it with me? Promoting PDA. No, you can't. What's up? Promoting PDA. You guys have been out of church so long, you don't remember how to do this. Promoting PDA.
Promoting PDA.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Yeah. Can you hear me? Promoting PDA? Yeah. We're going to promote that. For instance, Psalm 19 is one of my favorite psalms, and it says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge. There's no speech or language where the voice is not heard. The voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Now, they're forecasting rain around 2 o'clock. You know, so far, beautiful day. Amen? Beautiful day. Praise God for that. A little warm, a little balmy. I should tell you this. If any of you are really suffering, I have two umbrellas that, you know, for a fair price. No. That my lovely wife's holding them up there. She's my hand. She's my Vanna White for today. So if you need one of those, feel free. But yeah, it's warm. It's muggy. But beautiful, isn't it? I mean, so beautiful to be outside. Especially if we've been cooped up so long, right? And wow, how many of you have seen a sunset and you just go, wow. Or seen a sunrise. Isn't that beautiful? That's wonderful. Or at night, just look at the stars. Look at the stars. Ever try counting them? You can't, of course. You know, but maybe you can identify some of them. Maybe you're one of those astronomers or people just like to study and look at the stars. And you do that. You got a telescope. Maybe you can do that. But boy, it's so beautiful, isn't it? And you know what all that is, all of creation is? It's a public display of affection for God, number one. a public display of appreciation for God, but it's also, I want you to hear this, it's a public display of his affection for us. I'll say it again. It's a public display of his affection for us. We are so blessed. On so many levels we don't even think about it. We take it all for granted. God could have made everything grayscale. Could have? How many of you are glad he didn't? Hallelujah. The beauty, the colors. Oh, wow. Incredible. Incredible. There's colors we can't see. We're not able to see that he created. Maybe he's intended for us to see sometime. I don't know. But it's so wonderful and magnificent and beautiful. Praise God for that. Wow, he could have created all two-dimensional, you know, like paper cutter figures, you know. No, he didn't do that. And I'm so thankful for that, aren't you? I'm so thankful. He could have created food without flavor. Just for fuel. Couldn't he? He could have done that. You know, we need fuel. He could have created fuel. He created, spicy food. Some of you don't like that so much, but boy, the spicy, the sweet things, the tasty, wow. But he gave us taste buds. Not just did he create the flavors, he created us so we can enjoy them. Hallelujah. How many of you love to eat? Come on, be honest. Now, it's not just because you're looking to get weight on, right? No, we enjoy it. God made food flavorful and gave us taste buds. He could have created mindless robots, and some of you think that he did. At least some people, you know, you think, well, look at them. But no, he created us with the ability to imagine and to create ourselves. This wonderful creativity that he's given us. And the ability, again, to recognize and have real relationships and to be able to have affection and love. He created us so awesomely wonderful in his image. That's wonderful, isn't it? He could have created just one kind of bird for the sky. Just one. He could have created just one kind of land animal. One kind of crawling reptile. One kind of fish. Can you imagine a world with just vultures, carp, rats, and maybe salamanders? If that was all that there was, praise God, he created a whole lot more than that, didn't he? And it's wonderful. It's amazing. Isn't it beautiful? Tasty cuisine. Beautiful, beautiful flowers. And all the wonder of his creative work in those things that live. And his crown of creation, of course, was man. Man. You know what? Just look around you, open your eyes, and you will see creation's PDA and the creator's PDA. You'll see them both. Don't miss, though, if you read further on in Psalm 19, David's calling for you and I to do likewise. He closes this psalm with these words in verse 14 and following. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Now hear that. The words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be pleasing in your sight. In your sight. May we be displaying our adoration, our affection for God. May we be doing that. Our awe of God. May we be doing that. In Psalm 100, David writes, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we're his. We're his people, the sheep of his pasture. I love that. You know what? That sounds like he's calling for PDA. Doesn't it? Like he's calling for some public displays of affection. That's what it sounds like to me. He's calling for that. David's saying he's going to do that, and he's calling for the rest of us to do that as well, to give these public displays. Now, once again, I know that we're a little bit limited in what CDC is saying we should do right now, but I want to encourage you with a little exercise. Okay? This is a derivative of a song that we used to teach the kids at BBS. All right? So I need cooperation. All right? You gonna cooperate with me?
Yes.
Here you go. It's not too hard. If you love him and you know it, clap your hands. If you love him and you know it, clap your hands. If you love him and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're loving him and you know it, clap your hands. If you love him and you know it, stomp your feet. Right here on the grass, isn't it? If you love him and you know it, stomp your feet. If you love him and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you love him and you know it, stomp your feet. If you love him and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you love him and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you love him and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you love him and you know it, say
amen.
Amen. Okay? Yeah, there you go. Now, what are we been teaching the kids? We're saying if you're happy, show it. But the idea is if you love him, if you have the joy of the Lord, right? Don't be embarrassed or ashamed to let me see. Should be a public display, right? Now, we can't always be, well, as much as we love the public displays of praise and worship time, to be together and do that. It's not all just about that, is it? It's about loving him openly and honestly and being consistent in it without any shyness. Are we sometimes intimidated or shy about that? Can we be honest? You know, I don't want to seem like a Jesus freak or something, right? So we might be a little bit, well, reclusive in our praise. Now, there's another form of PDA that I also want to encourage you to exercise today. Godly public displays of affection for one another. PDA for one another. If you've been affiliated with Calvary Christian Church over the last several years, you know how frequently I speak about the need to love our neighbor. It's not a once in a while thing. I emphasize that almost continually. It's so important. This world is hurting for lack of it. And we're called to love that way. Now, I'm going to take that to a level maybe a little different today. Bear with me.
Love you, babe.
Love you.
Today's our 45th wedding anniversary. Yeah, he deserves all the praise and glory, and she gets a lot of credit, okay? For putting up with me this long. I love that woman, and I'm not ashamed for anybody to know it. I'm not. I sometimes embarrass her.
That's true.
In my declaration. And then it probably get this morning. Well, love her. And if you love somebody, you're not embarrassed or ashamed to tell somebody about it, are you? Sometimes we feel like, well, maybe we don't want to tell somebody that we love them because we're afraid they won't reciprocate. We're afraid. Have you ever been there? I believe I was the first one to say to Nina, I love you. And she didn't respond immediately. It was on the phone. Matter of fact, she hung up without saying it. I thought, oh my goodness. I put myself out there. Oh my goodness. Arrested. And then, but you know what? She called me back. Said, I love you too. I love you too. Sometimes we're afraid to display our love because we're afraid it won't be appreciated or returned. But we are to, as God's people, to be displaying love whether it's going to be appreciated or returned or not. Right? We really are. When I would be kind of openly affectionate with Nina when our kids were little, what kind of response do you think they had?
Ew!
Gross! Get a rope! Right? Get a rope! All I did was give her a peck on the cheek or, you know, but you know what? They've told me how much they appreciated seeing that affection. so many kids don't see the affection between their husbands and wives. And if they don't, then how are, their husbands and wives? Between their moms and dads. Can you edit that out? No. between their husbands, their, their parents. Don't see it.
Can't I was doing great. Impossible, right?
Right. Anyway, but they don't see it. And that's a shame, because if they don't see what affection should be like between a husband and a wife in their own parents, how are they ever going to know what it ought to be like? Don't they see enough of the distortion of it? Don't they see enough of the design of God for intimacy between a man and a woman just trashed? We need to be open, husbands, about our love and affection for our wives. Don't we? I mean, the Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians 5 that we're supposed to love our wives like Christ loves the church, and laid his life down for her. And he goes on to talk about that, you know, we should love them even as we love ourselves and more. Was Jesus shy about demonstrating love? I don't think so. He wasn't all that discreet about it, was he? Pretty open. He's our example, husbands. And you know, Paul tells Titus in chapter 2 just how important it is for more mature women to instruct younger women how to love their husbands and children. What doesn't just come natural? They need that model. They need that model. They need that. And it's so vitally important, again, young ladies, see what love in a family is really like. And it's not just words, is it, ladies? It's not just words. It's a lot of sacrifice. It's a lot of giving. It's a lot of loving without the appreciation return. We need some PDA in families. Parents need to show their kids how much they love them. Amen? Need to not be afraid to, you know, just let them know, tell them. I kind of knew my dad loved me, but I never heard him say it till much later in life. Kind of knew it, but didn't hear him say it. You know what? When he first said it, as I remember, I was about 15 years old and I wept. I'm not saying like a baby, but tears came down my... I hadn't heard him say that. Fathers, tell your kids you love them. Do that. Mothers, do the same. You need to have that PDA in the family. In the right way. We do. Jesus tells us we're to love one another as he loved others. He said it would be the sign, right? The sign of his true followers. Love one another like he loved. Right? It's interesting that in the very context of that, he just washed the disciples' feet. He just done it. Have you ever thought about that being a public display of affection? It was. It was. Matter of fact, in John's gospel, in chapter 12, he says, just before he did that, it says he did that to show his full extent of love. It was PDA. So when we serve one another, we humble ourselves, and we serve one another and see to their needs. It's a public display of affection. And does the world need more of that? Do we need more of that? Absolutely we do. Absolutely we do. Jesus warns in the Sermon on the Mount that we should not do things merely for people to see us do it. You know, not for our praise, not for our glory or honor. But it's interesting, in that same sermon, in verse 14 of chapter 5, he says that if we are consistently doing good, that we'll be like a city on a hill. The idea is that people won't be able to help but see our love. The PDA will be visible. It will be. We don't do it for us to be seen. But again, you cannot consistently love somebody without somebody knowing it, without them knowing it, and without others seeing it. I know in the romantic field, if you will, so often others see it before we do. Somebody cares for us and has feelings for us. It might be a mom saying to her daughter, do you know he likes you? Oh, no, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Oh, yes, he does. Well, how can you tell? I see how he looks at you. I see how he treats you and does things for you. And maybe she would say that to her son. She likes you. Moms are usually more astute about that than us guys sometimes. But again, sometimes others notice it when we might not perceive it at first. But love, genuine, true love, will be visible. We'll see it. We'll see it. It's PDA. A quick glance at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter, makes it clear that love is demonstrative. It's demonstrative. How so? How is love shown? How is love seen? Through acts of kindness, compassion, and true Christian charity. By that I mean, when we use the term Christian charity, it's something you do for someone without expecting anything in return. You're loving them without expecting them to do something back for you. It's not for your benefit you're doing it, it's a display, an honest and genuine display of love for someone else. I'm going to challenge you just a bit more here. When some people see others wearing a mask or practicing social distancing these days, a four-letter word often comes up. It's an F word. Fear. I hear it all the time. People say, look at those people. They're wearing those masks. They're afraid. They're fearful. They're living in fear. They're living in fear. Well, no one knows the heart of someone but God. But I would challenge you to think about another four-letter word instead when you see somebody doing that. Love. I want you to think of love. This is a public display of affection. It is. My sermon next week is going to be entitled, It's Not All About You. But you know, so many are under the assumption that if we wear a mask, it's to protect ourselves from the virus. Now, there's some debate about whether it might have a benefit for that, but that's not what it's about. I'm not wearing this for me. I'm doing it for you. Do I like it? No! Do I think it's comfortable? No! Is it stinking hot? Yes! But I'm doing it because I care about you. I care about you. Not that much. Long before the pandemic, see, I'd have to don a mask and perhaps a gown, usually I did, and maybe even gloves before going in to see somebody in the hospital if they suspected they had some communicable disease. They would say, I tell you, I didn't go up the door and see what says protective clothing required and the stuff there and go, oh, joy. I'm so, yeah, no, but guess what? I put on the mask. I put on the gown. If required, I put on the gloves. And I went in. Now, they wanted me to do it because they didn't want me to catch anything from them. But that's not why I did it. I did it because I knew that if I didn't do it, I wouldn't get to see them. And I loved them. Whether it was you that I visited in the hospital, or your parents, or your brothers and sisters, or your kids, or your neighbors that you asked me to pray for that I went to visit, I did it for them, not for me, and for you, because I love you, and I love people. Did it for them. And I also love my family, and I didn't want to take anything home, if it was really a risk there, to my family. So when you see that mask now, don't think fear, think love. It's a different perspective, isn't it? It's a different perspective. It's not about you wearing it for your benefit, but for the benefit of others. It's distancing the mask for the benefit of others. Especially, we don't know how vulnerable someone might be. You can't tell by talking with someone whether they have lung disease or not. I have lung disease. But you know what? God is doing wonders with that. in my life. Praise God. A year ago, I couldn't have even stood up here and talk like this. Couldn't have done it. But hallelujah. I'm praising God. But nonetheless, you wouldn't have known by looking at me then necessarily that I had a condition. There are people who have conditions we need to be considerate of. So think of it as love. Think about it as love. So if you see me in a uniform in the hospital when they raise the boundary some to be able to do that once more, because I still am not allowed to do that. If I'm visiting you or visiting somebody else in that, just recognize it. That uniform is a PDA. You hear me? You get it? Now, I could go on, but listen to the greatest public display of affection ever in all history. I think many of you are going to say, I know what you're going to talk about, Pastor Steve. Romans 5, verse 6 through 8, at just the right time when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. Listen, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God demonstrates his love. PDA. Jesus was hung on a cross on a hill of Calvary for everybody to be able to see. Their purpose was for public disgrace. Unwittingly, they set the stage for God's public display of what? Affection. For his PDA. For his PDA. Paul would later write about how he openly portrayed Christ in his crucifixion through his passionate preaching of the gospel. You can read about that in Galatians 3:1. Portraying Christ in the crucifixion. P-D-A. Portraying the public display of God's affection for us. He showed his love for us. May we show our love for him and for others. Sometimes it's not going to be convenient. Sometimes it's not going to be comfortable. Sometimes it's going to be, oh, I'd rather not. But if we love him and we love others, we will love on them, right? With P. The faith. Let's pray. Father God, I want to thank you for your public display of affection in Jesus. I want to thank you for loving us the way that you do. I want to thank you, Father, for all you've done for us in Christ. I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Father, for this church. I want to thank you for how loving she has been, not only to those in the community, but also one with another. I want to thank you, Father, for how they keep loving one another, even when sometimes we don't agree on everything. When sometimes we don't see things exactly in the same perspective, but that we continue to love one another. May that be so evident, Father, that we do that we love on each other, and we do it without any shame or without any fear, Father, that all will see, and they will say, wow, you know what? They're the real deal. Not for our glory, but for yours. That we can point them to you, the greatest lover of all. In your son's name we pray. Amen.